Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Clear, cold, windy today, and then a mild week coming up. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, always good to visit with you. And let's start out with something really important. Do you have all your holiday shopping done?
Kind of. Not going to say. I'm spending the day making venison jerky today. That's my project. Which, it's, pretty nasty up here in the North Country. It's blowing really hard, 6 degrees. So it's a good day to stay inside, get some cooking done, and, getting the jerky done. My kids are coming in from the West Coast, so that's going to be, that they love that. And ducks and venison jerky are their favorite things. So that's what I'm prepping for.
Yeah, they probably don't get the real deal where they live.
No, not at all. And, they are raised on duck and pheasant and walleye. And so when they come home, it's we really have a good time. But fishing's been really good. Steve, finally, we don't have any doom and gloom on the ice. It's gorgeous. It's really good. We've got 12, 13 inches of ice. It's clear. It's good. I mean, right now it looks like this season is setting up to be absolutely perfect. We don't have any snow anymore. A lot of that snow is gone. So that big dump we had last week, that complicated our, travel on the ice is really not a factor anymore. So now people can get around. Hard houses are coming out. We are in, major leagues of ice fishing right now. Everybody's really hitting it, and it looks really excellent right now. And we still had some, really cold nights. We got a couple more cold nights coming. So we're making good ice, and things look great.
Yeah, and even with some mild temps this week leading up to Christmas, and it looks like coming out of that holiday and headed for the new year, it's going to stay mild. But the good deal is that, colder overnight, it will freeze. So if we do get a warm-up during the day, it shouldn't be any big deal because that sun angle is still pretty low.
Yeah, I think, the slush issues we talked about last week are not going to happen. Everything's frozen, with these 14 belows. So, again, the ice situation is great. You definitely need ice cleats. I mean, it's really slippery out there. We have no snow cover, so you have to be very careful. A lot of people are using four-wheelers, side-by-sides. I wouldn't recommend driving quite yet. Maybe another week people will be able to drive and get the big hard houses out there. But, the participation in the next week is going to be huge during the holidays. Everybody's out. But one thing I've noticed this week, Steve, is that the fish are really spooky because we don't have any snow cover. So when you have clear ice like this, and I'm fishing in probably 8 to 10 feet of water right now, and I'm telling you, any kind of noise or, human noise of any sort, walking, anything, really spooks the fish. So you have to be very careful, very quiet, because, if you have snow cover, that helps a lot. But when it's clear and we have good ice, boy, they can be really spooky.
Yeah, and a lot of people chomping at the bit. I know we brought this up before, but there are some activities in the outdoors that are trending in the wrong direction. Duck hunting, kind of a numbers thing. Maybe some other forms of hunting. But I'll tell you what, ice fishing continues to grow in popularity. It's probably the biggest boom sport in the outdoors.
Absolutely, Steve. You are right on. It is growing just incredibly every year. You know, you don't need a $50,000 boat. You don't need a bunch of electronics. Just have the basics. And once you have the basics, a portable house, some electronics, I mean, that's all you need, good clothing. And once you, you know, get over that, you know, overall expense in the beginning, it's a fairly inexpensive sport.
Yeah.
And yes, it is growing. It's, you know, the innovations in clothing, electronics, and the portable houses is huge. But yeah, I would say in the outdoors overall, ice fishing is growing in popularity, and it's huge. It's just huge. And you'll see that in the next 2 weeks during the holidays. Boy, people will be out. Grandmas, kids, everybody. And that's good because, you know, when the ice is good and it's stable, that brings the people out, and that's what you want.
Well, and it's hard to beat a fresh-caught meal out of the ice.
Steve, I'm having crappies tonight, freshly caught yesterday.
Wow.
I'll think of you tonight when we have them.
Yeah, and then you're doing venison jerky? Wow, that all right, what's the key to make jerky? I mean, your kids are coming all the way in from the coast for this stuff. What's the key? What's the secret?
You know, there's not a lot to it. You can buy a jerky kit. You know, it's got a curing item in it, and it's got, you know, the seasonings, or you can just do it yourself. Basically, I use venison cuts that are not prime. I save the good cuts like chops, you know, for dinner, but I usually use venison sirloin, which is, you know, not as good a cut, but it's perfect for jerky. And you just slice it up, marinate it, you know, overnight. You can use liquid smoke, teriyaki, or you can buy a kit and, you know, do your own. But it's so simple. Put it in your oven for 4 or 5 hours and, you know, open up the oven a little bit to let the moisture out. And I take that jerky and I just put a toothpick through the top and I put it on, you know, in my oven so it hangs, and put a little tin foil on the bottom to catch the drippings. And man, it's a no-brainer. It's so easy. You can do it with turkey. You can do it with duck. You don't need an expensive smoker or anything crazy. Just right in your own oven. I set it about 210, 220, and, 4 or 5 hours. And, man, it's awesome. There's no way to make it wrong, really.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I am off next Saturday, so we'll visit again early in the new year.
All right, sounds good, Steve. We're going to have about 20 inches of ice by then, so we'll be good.
Yeah, and the bite will be going gangbusters. All right, Steve, take care.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas.
There he is, Steve Kearney, and stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And he's been joining us on the weekends for years, and our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow. Rob Dries signed from the Outdoor News. He has a great show. It's an hour long. Tons of great guests, great information. That is Rob from the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.